Immigrant rights activists from the Detention Watch Network say they've identified 10 detention centers, including Farmville in Georgia and Mesa Verde in California, for closure. They say these centers, run by ICE Immigration and Customs Enforcement, are emblematic of an inherently broken detention system. Here's Silky Shaw, the executive director of Detention Watch Network.
2020 was the deadliest fiscal year in ICE custody since 2005. After a year of COVID-19 outbreaks with inadequate PPE and medical care, people in immigration detention continue to face severe conditions, and most recently in Texas and the South, where severe cold weather left people in detention with no water, power, or sanitation.
The network says the lack of hygiene and medical attention in ICE facilities led to increased COVID-19 outbreaks. Charles Joseph, who was formerly incarcerated at Mesa Verde Detention Center, says ICE repeatedly ignored detainees' requests for better protections against COVID-19 and even threatened hunger strikers calling for change.
I began to draft up a letter to higher officials listing the inadequate living conditions and the inability to practice proper hand washing because of lack of soap dispensers and paper towels and so much more. I made a list of all those who were medically vulnerable to COVID-19, and there were still no changes. While on hunger strike, the warden threatened to stop our access to commissary and phones were cut off temporarily.
President Joe Biden has issued a moratorium on deportations and lifted a Trump-era ban that lawyers said was blocking most legal immigration, allowing issuance of green cards. Biden said keeping out immigrant labor was hurting the U.S. economy, not protecting it. Silky Shaw, the executive director of Detention Watch Network, says the Biden administration should focus on closing ICE detention centers and stop framing immigration rights as a national security issue.
So obviously there was the moratorium on deportations, which now has an injunction. The Biden administration introduced interior enforcement and removal guidelines last Thursday to the field. And the concern is that so much of that is framed around national security, border security, and public safety, which often end up being pretext for targeting Black and brown communities. I think what we really want to see is both a shutdown of these facilities, an end to the ICE police collaborations, and a move away from the sort of categorical approach of targeting immigrants for detention and deportation.
In Berkeley, I'm Lilia Vega for KPFA.